Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're joined by the duo, the Guggenheim Grotto. It's Mick and Kevin today. Thank you so much for being here, guys.
How are you doing, Maggie? Thanks for having us.
Great. All the way from Dublin, Ireland. They're in town tonight, and they're on tour. And, well, they've got new music coming out, I believe, and we'll hear about that. Or at least we haven't received it yet. I know it's in the works.
No, it will be released very soon, though. Very soon.
Well, we'll ask you more about that. The new stuff coming out. It's the Guggenheim Grotto, live from Studio A. Tell us about this first one you're going to start us off with.
This first one is called Afloat, and it's actually going to be track one on our brand new album, which is going to be released very soon. Very, very soon.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
Buildings around me, you bring metal lines. A hard weight upon me, you raise it with your hand. Big city blinds me, you're my candlelight. Life's complicated, you lift me like a kite. Lift me like a kite. You keep me afloat. You keep me afloat. You keep me afloat, oh. Oh, you keep me afloat. You keep me afloat. You keep me afloat. Oh, oh, lost in a flood, caught in the undertow. You hang on to me and you don't let go. Hard time living, cruel as a dogfight. Worn out and jaded, then you lift me like a kite. You lift me like a kite. You keep me afloat. You keep me afloat. You keep me afloat. Oh, oh, oh. You keep me afloat. You keep me afloat. You keep me afloat.
Guggenheim Grotto, live from Studio A with the brand new song, Afloat. And there's a video floating around out there. Kind of a brand new, well, April 17th, that came out. So you can check that out on their YouTube page, their web page, website, tggband.com, Facebook, all that good stuff, and some pretty special harmonies there. Love the new song. And, well, tell us about how very soon is very, very soon, and the title of the album, is it complete?
It is, yeah. So, well, this was a fan-funded album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we did it on pledgemusic.com, where, you know, you could get your fans to to help towards the studio time and working with this is actually our fourth album, but it's the first one we've worked with an outside producer.
Okay.
Because all the rest were self-produced and self-engineered. And
so how'd that work out for you?
Well, I loved it. We worked with a guy called Chris Kuffner from Brooklyn, and he's a very talented man. And you know what? Myself and Mick work very well together, but it's hard to make decisions when you've got two leaders
50-50
with an equal vote. So it helped having the third guy there to move things along and have an extra vote, you know?
Yeah.
So we recorded 20 songs with him, and we got our fans as a little kind of an experiment. We got them to vote on which they thought should be the 12 songs on the album.
Very cool. Was that on your website that they did that?
Anybody who had fan-funded, pledged, got to vote, you know. So we kind of liked their 12 votes, but missed two songs that we liked ourselves. So it became a 14-song album.
Gotcha.
And it's called This Time Around. And how soon is how soon? I would think it'll be the end of this summer.
Very cool. Very cool. So, this is the follow-up to 2010's The Universe is Laughing. We go back to, we've been playing you guys since about 2006 with Waltzing Alone. That one came out
first
here.
Album, yeah.
And so talk about before Guggenheim Grotto. Were you guys, did you do solo projects, other bands, and started out in Dublin where your hometown is?
Yeah, we started. I met Kev back in, I think it was 98 or late 98, early 99. And I was asked to join a band by a mutual friend of ours. And Kev happened to be the lead singer of that band. I'd never met him. So I arrived in and I claimed to be a bass player, so I came in. I just got a bass the day before. I came in and was like, "Okay, I'll figure it out eventually." And we developed through the band, and there was always a bit of a competition at the start because I was starting out singing, and Kev was the lead singer, and there was always a healthy competition, let's say. And that band actually it didn't work out, and then Kevin went and he used to do the singer-songwriter nights under obviously his own name, Kevin May, and I used to join him as like doing harmonies and stuff. And it kind of developed from there that I would join him on stage, and then we started just writing songs and just performing more together, and we eventually said, you know what, let's become
let's
a band.
Do this.
You know,
yeah. So it's a Guggenheim Grotto live from Studio A. Are we going to hear another new song, or are we going back to something from before?
No, we're going to do another new one. It's called Electric Life.
Brothers in arms, electric sisters, don't be alarmed. We're not kids and we're no longer charmed. So what have we learned? Beautiful ohms are transistors and binary tones. Could soon blister and turn into stones, like dinosaur bones. You can change it if you want to. You can change it if you're ready to fight for your electric life. Are you ready to fight for your electric life? Capacity reached, we're all teachers, what would you be? Be like a preacher out on the street, flashing your teeth to gather the seeds. That's a secret, autonomously. Diversity will keep us from harm. So try to stay calm. You can change it if you want to. You can change it if you're ready to fight for your electric life. Are you ready to fight for your electric life? Whoa.
excellent. Electric Life, right? That's the name of that new track?
Yeah.
Did I get that correct? Electric Life, another great new song from the Guggenheim Grotto, and hopes to their new release being out by the end of the summer. And you can keep up to date with them at tggband.com. Current location, Brooklyn. When did you guys move from Dublin to the States?
Well, we started touring in 2006 when that first album came out. And we were living on the road until 2011 when we decided, let's make Brooklyn home and not be living in a bubble of a town and country Chrysler.
So how often do you guys get to head back home? Or do you make it a point to, or are you fine just...
Yeah, well, I have to go home at least once a year because I have to renew my visa.
Gotcha.
Mick has a green card. But we generally, that coincides with a tour at home. And, you know, some years I go, like last year I got home 3 times. This year it'll just be once.
Yeah. And Mick, what about you? Same kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, I generally try to make it home like around the holidays.
Gotcha.
Like sometime, whether it be before Christmas or for New Year's or, you know, so.
Now, growing up, what was on the radio dial for you guys? What was radio like growing up? Was there a bunch to choose from?
It was pretty much what you had here.
Okay.
Bar Journey, which kind of missed us. It's huge here.
There wasn't a lot to choose from.
It was pretty much commercial stuff.
Gotcha.
It was like two
one kid station that everybody would listen to.
Yeah, there was the national stations. So there would be two of those, and one of them would be hip and one of them would be not so hip.
Hip replacement.
And then the local stations, I don't know, do you have them here? The local stations would be very colloquial, and we have a thing called death notices. Do you have that here?
No.
So whoever died during the week, it would be read out.
Oh.
On air.
It was on air.
That's uplifting.
Yeah, really uplifting, colloquial stuff. Yeah, so.
Wow, so public radio, of course. You dig public radio here, don't you?
Yeah.
WFUV in New
York.
I
really enjoy public radio here. It's great.
It's the best thing on the airwaves. Yeah. It really is.
Oh, cool. Well, we got a ukulele coming up here, right? It's Guggenheim Grotto. We're looking forward to their new release and can't wait to hear some more stuff.
Yeah, and we're also looking very much to our show in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes,
at the Woodlands Tavern. So,
woodlandstavern.com is the website for all the details, I believe. Doors are probably right around 8 o'clock.
They're at 8 o'clock, okay.
8 o'clock.
I know performance starts at 9, so.
Gotcha. Cool. And tonight at Woodlands in Grandview, where are you headed after Columbus?
We are headed to
Louisville.
Louisville.
Just a few hours down. Louisville.
Louisville.
The bowl.
We'll be there for a couple of days. So.
Well, thanks again, guys. So nice to meet you.
Yes, thank you very much, Maggie.
What's this last one you're going to do?
This is about the end of the world. Cherry for a Wednesday afternoon. It's called Cherry Red.
Have you heard the news of our impending doom? Who weighs me down like a diving bell? Have you heard the news? Oh, but of course you have. You always take these things so well. You're so kind. When the hour comes, can I sit with you and watched the sky go cherry red. You got so many friends. Can I sit with you and rest my head against your head? You're so sky go cherry red.